Thank you for holding. This is Tarnisha with the fire department. Allow me one moment as I get that account pulled up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and just to confirm the account, can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
1833 Midnight Wind Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada, 89081.
All right, and I do have your account pulled up, and you're stating fraud on today, correct?
I'm sorry?
You're stating fraud on today for the account?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the, I didn't even know what the hell you guys were. I had to look it up, like, investigate. Mm-hmm. And it's a monthly occurrence that's been charged since December, I guess. She told me December 14th or something like that.
Okay.
And it even went up in price. I'm like, I don't even know what it is.
Okay. And so go a little bit deeper in the account. Just waiting for all the charges to load up. Here.
Does it have like an email attached to it? Because I would have noticed if I would have gotten an email. And so I'm like, I can't believe I just, wow.
Yes, ma'am, we do have an email on file. Can you confirm it?
My email?
Mm-hmm.
MYJHAOYSE@outlook.com.
Do you have a Yahoo?
I do have a Yahoo.
Okay, so is it the same as the Outlook one?
Yes, the first MYJHAOY. Yes, yes, that one's the same.
Okay, so like that's the one that we—that's the one that we have on file. It's the Yahoo.
So okay. How come nothing? Like I even was like when I was on the phone just now trying to do the history. You know what I'm saying? On my all my emails, and there's nothing from you guys ever.
All right, so. I'm looking at the account, and I do see where this did start back on December. Now, what the charge is for, it's for an app called Bites Hub. It's a meal prepping app that helps you make healthy choices, lifestyle choices. Now, do you remember signing up for that app? It's like a phone
no.
app.
I know what you're talking about, but no, I don't really have apps on my phone. Especially not meal planning apps. Sorry.
Okay. And is there any way that anyone else could have placed this order or signed up for it by accident, by any chance?
I don't think so, because not from my phone. Like, nobody has access, which is just weird.
Well, because it's an app, it could be signed up. Under anybody else's phone, they probably just use your information to do it.
Oh, I mean, I guess that could be possible.
Okay.
I would like to think not, but I guess that could be possible.
All right, so I'm looking at the very first charge, which was back on December 14th. Now, someone did have to place the order because with this account specifically, it did do a 3D verify. A 3D verify means they send out an email to confirm that it was you that's placing an order and that you're confirming an order. Once that email is confirmed, that's when the order is placed through. So I do see where a 3D verified was sent out on the 14th of December, which gave okay for the account.
Do you have access to see if it's ever been used?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, we're just a third party that stands in for them. So the only thing we can see is just the billing.
Okay, I was like, cause I don't even know what that is.
Let's see. Okay, I do know that it looks like the username would have been. The email. It does
okay.
say that much. Okay. All right. So we verified the email and we verified the address. Can I get you to verify a phone number for me?
702-609-3303.
Yep. So it does look like all the information on file does match everything that you confirmed. Now, due to the fact that you are stating that it is fraud, but all the information matching, it will be hard to push it off as fraud. But what I can do for you on today, we have went ahead and got this account canceled, so you won't be billed any further for anything else. As well as I can also do a courtesy 50% credit back into the account for you on today as well.
Okay, so December, January, February, March, April, 5 months. How do you know what that is? It was, I don't know, 49.99 or something, like 2 months, and then it went up to 59, almost $60.
Yes, ma'am. If I'm correct, I think they recently had a price change. So that's probably why it went. Yeah. So that's probably why in March it went up to 55, 59.89.
I don't get an email about that.
When you signed up the first time, you should have gotten an email. And if it didn't go into your inbox, it should have went into your spam. Now, as far as if they send out an email each time they charge, I'm not sure about that.
Okay. This is just really annoying. So what was the total that I've been billed, actually?
As of today, that total was $59.89. And then for March, it was $59.89. For February, $49.89. January, $49.89. And December,
$49.89. $150, $200. So $270 I've been charged for something I've never used.
Correct.
How do I go about getting that 100% back? Since, like I said, I never even used the damn app.
Okay, so what we can do is we can get this account along with this phone call and everything that we have on our end sent over to your local police department to where they can set up an investigation themselves and be able to track down whomever used your card to place this order. Now, keep in mind, whomever they do find that did use the card will be prosecuted. Now, is that something that you do want to go on with on today?
I really don't have a problem with that. I don't know who the fuck used my card. But, I mean, is there a way or somebody I could talk to show, see if I've ever used that app? So it's like I'm being charged for something, a product that's never been used.
Let's see. Give me one moment and let me reach out to someone and let me see if it's any way that you can. I think with this one, let's see, this one is Bites Hub. I know Bites Hub has an email support for the actual merchant. I can give you that, and you can email them, ask them about it. But as far as us being able to find out about it, like I said, we only handle the billing. So we have no access to any other information as far as who signed up for it, how it got signed up, is it being used, or anything like that.
So if I were to say, fine, I'll take the 50%, can I still email them?
Yes.
And let them know the situation?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I want my 100% credit back. I've never even used this. I don't know what the hell it is.
Gotcha.
Hold on. It's called, let me see. Sorry. Write this shit down. I make sure I email them.
Now, also, do you remember ever signing up for any type of contest entry or ordering anything during that time that might have offered any type of contest entry?
Generally, I don't really use my phone for those purposes, but I can't say that I haven't done that, you know, and I do know that there are the scams embedded in you know, things that you're doing. I do know that. And I don't know what the hell happened December 14th.
Right. That was like, it's like so far back. Okay, so I tell you what, this is what I'll do for you. Okay.
Okay.
First, give me 1 minute and let me confirm how far we go back, because it is 5 months. I think we can only do 2 months. So give me one moment and let me just confirm that real quickly, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just letting you know I'm still here, ma'am.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Please continue to hold.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were saying if I'm still here.
All right, so I'm having the supervisor to look into this account due to the fact that it is 3D verified. With 3D verified accounts, they usually do not give refunds because of the fact that once it's verified by the customer, it's basically verified that they are placing the order of that account. So I'm working to see how I can get around it for you, okay?
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so it looks like I can process up to 3 months. So that will be the month of April, March, and February going back into the account. So there'll be $259.89 going back into your account, and then $149.89 going back into your account.
Okay, $149.89, and then
$259.89. That's for April, March, February.
February. Wow, that's even more than I thought I was getting charged. What? Okay, and then I need their email address for to try to, get the rest of the money back. But how much was I charged the other months then?
Okay, so from
I'm sorry.
December to February, you was charged $49.89. And then for March and April, you was charged $59.89.
And it's monthly, right? Okay. And you said 149.89 and 259.89 is what you're putting back.
Oh, okay, let me say it differently. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm confused.
All
Okay,
right.
thank you.
I see where the problem lies there. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you,
Okay.
because I'm like, I'm missing something.
Okay. All right. So you're getting back the month of April, which is 59.89. Then you're
Okay.
getting back the month of March, which is 59.89, and you're getting back the month of February, which is
Okay.
49.89.
Okay, yeah, that big difference, because I'm like, wait, that's how much was I really getting charged? Because those are some larger numbers. I'm like,
Oh,
I was
sorry.
confused.
I realized
No,
what I said. I was like, okay, I said it
okay, yeah, okay. That makes more sense. That adds up, at least the numbers do now. Okay,
All
and
right.
that
Now,
is,
as far as the
yeah.
other charges go, now for the month of December, because that was last year charge, you
Yeah.
might be lucky enough to get January, but they only refund up to 3 months.
Okay.
And I do have that support if you're ready to write that down. All
Yes, please.
right. It's going to be C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, at grubbyteshub.com.
Okay, so we got Charlie Sam at George Roger Uber Barry Barry Igloo Terry Edgar Sam Henry Uber Barry.com. Is that right?
All that is correct, except for with
Okay.
grub, it's gonna be, oh wait, I said it wrong. Grab, sorry. Grab, it's early in the
No,
morning.
I
I'm
just got back in the country, which is the only reason I noticed all of this, because I'm looking at my credit card charges. That's the only reason I even probably noticed all of that, because I wouldn't have before. But I get it. My timing is all off right now for US
It's fine.
time.
It's
Okay. So
fine. Okay.
it's an A instead of a U.
Yes,
Grab.
a A instead of a U. So you should have
Okay.
CS at grabbyteshub.com. All
Okay, I got that much. I got it. All right. And
right.
I will email them and I'll let them know the situation and that you were kind enough to help me as far as you could. But if they could check, their file or their app or whatever and locate if I've ever even used the app, then maybe I could work on getting the rest of my money back.
All righty. Well, all three of those refunds processed successfully, so I allowed them to the 3 business days to show back up into your account, okay?
Okay, and it was canceled from here on out, right?
Yes.
Okay, making sure of that. Okay, thank you so much. You've been so helpful in this situation.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support on today, and I hope you have a wonderful Sunday.
Sorry, one more question. Do I need a reference number or ticket or anything to reference when I do email them?
Okay, did you receive a confirmation number from the previous rep?
Hold on, let me check. No email, no nothing.
All right,
And
I'll
he.
give you that number.
Oh, wait. I got the refund order notification. No, that's all I
Okay.
got from you.
Okay. So with that email, that's also your cancellation confirmation as well, along with that. So it should have a order number of 920-4338-220.
Okay, I got
And
that.
that's also your cancellation number as well.
Okay, all right,
So when you
got
do
it.
email them, make sure you put your order number and the first and last name, and make sure that, let's see what else information you need to put. I think that should be good. I think that will be all the information they will need to actually locate the account or locate any type of account in their system for you. And make sure you give them the Yahoo email, because that's the one that is used, and that's the one that also shows as a username.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful morning, ma'am.
You as well.
Bye. Bye-bye.